from sinking sand. He lifted me from shades of night. That is what conversion is. Mula sa kadiliman, nagkakaroon tayo ng kaliwanagan. Sometimes yung kadiliman ay sa isang buhay ng immoralidad, pagkakasala, at tayo binigyan ng buhay kay Hesukristo. Sa ilang maraming pagkakataon, ang kadiliman ay tumutukoy sa isang bulaang relihiyon o relihiyon na walang liwanag, at yan po ang pinag-aaralan natin sa ating serye since last month ay itong mga dinidiyos ng ating mga kapitbahay na bansa, ang Asian religions, and we have considered several, and we will be considering another religion this morning na malimit ay na-identify natin yung mga tinatawag nating Bumbay. Hindi ko naman malaman bakit ang tawag natin sa mga taga-India ay Bumbay kaagad, dahil Bombay is of course just one place in India which is now called Mumbai. And besides, that is not a place where the people we usually call Bombay ay taga-Mumbai, kundi yung karaniwan nating tinatawag ng mga Bombay sa kanilang itsura ay taga-Punjab. That's Punjab is northwest of India, at ito'y hinahati between India and Pakistan, at may ilang ulit ng sumiklab ang labanan ng dalawang bansang ito bukod sa pinagtatalunan ng Kashmir. Ay isa na rin itong Punjab na kanilang pinagtatalunan. Diyan lumitaw ang relihiyon na pag-aaralan natin ngayon na tinatawag na Sikhism or the religion of the Sikhs. Kasi pag tinawag nating Bombay, ganito karaniwan ang ating pag-iisip sa kanila. This is the image that we conjure up ay itong mga may turban sa kanilang ulo, at ang tawag natin ay Bombay, but these are really Sikhs. And of course, Sikhs ay isang uri lang ng reliyon sa India. Nakita natin last week, ang pinakamalawak na uri ng reliyon sa India ay ang Hinduism, but among the religions in India ay itong Sikhism. While it already has become an international presence, the very fact na may ganyan tayong image, lumalawak yan sa mundo, but it is still largely based in Punjab of India. But there are some 15 million Sikhs living in Punjab, but sa kalahatan ay tinuturing ng mga more than 20 million sa buong mundo. They are scattered in the world through migration, at yan yung mga tinatawag karaniwan nating image pag sinabi nating Bombay. Sa isang Sikh, makikita niyo yung kanilang uri ng pananamit, at karaniwan silang may dalang pack, and in that pack are several instruments, including sa kanila ay kailangan yung, although sa mga ibang bansa hindi na masyadong kaugalian yan, pero sa talagang Sikh ay kinakailangan manatiling uncut hair, kesh. Kaya karaniwan kasama sa iyong pack ay itong comb, suklay, na ang tawag nila ay kanga, to keep the hair clean. Kung magpahaba ka nga talaga, kailangan mo ng palaging manunuklay. And then they have the kara, the metal bangle, and you have the kacha, itong kanilang underwear. And then you have the dagger, which is the kirpon. So, lahat sila ay merong ganyan. Karaniwan mong makikita yan sa mga Sikhs. Kaya huwag kang makikipagbiro sa Sikh na mainit ang ulo niya at may dala siya laging punyal na dagger na kailangan nilang dalhin. Now, the most well-known structure that belongs to the Sikhs ay itong golden temple in Amritsar, that's the most famous Sikh structure. Tawag nila rin ay Harimandir Sahib in Amritsar, Punjab. A closer look and you can see the beauty of this and why it is called the golden temple. At minsan nagkaroon ng labanan dyan ng mga Hindus at Sikhs in that golden temple. So, yan yung kanilang pinaka-pamoso, pinaka-bantog na struktura. the golden temple. Ito ang karaniwang itsura ng kanilang mga kababaihan, the sick women performing the Gida dance. And perhaps the most famous Sikh in the world is this man, Manmohan Singh, Prime Minister of India. At may ilang taon na rin siya riyan na Prime Minister at tinuturing na matagumpay naman ng kanyang pagiging Prime Minister. Isipin ninyo sa India na madalas magpalit siya ng mga leader, pero siya ay nagtagal sapagkat nakagawa siya ng mga mabubuting reforma sa lipunan ng India. But the very fact that you see here a man who became Prime Minister shows that the Sikhs are able to attain some achievement of note sa lipunan. So that's Manmohan Singh. And its presence internationally is represented by the popular so-called 3HO, the happy, or the healthy, happy, holy organization. At yan ang may international presence. Yung organization na yan, maaaring hindi alam ng iba, but this is a Sikh organization. As far as Sikhs are concerned, they will not be exclusivist in the sense that they have respect for all religions. Naniniwala sila na lahat ng relihiyon ay mga daan patungo sa Diyos. Ang kanilang tinutuligsa o binabatikos ay hypocrisy. If you have a religion, be true to your religion. And I will respect your religion. But if you say you have a religion and you don't live by your religion, that to them is hypocrisy and they are critical of that. But they will not be critical of a religion different from theirs. So hindi sila manunuligsa ng mga reliyon hindi katulad sa kanila. Ang kanilang binabatikos ay yung nag-aangkin ka ng reliyon na hindi ka naman namumuhay ng ayon sa inaangkin mong reliyon. So they are not critical in that sense. But their place of worship is called the Gurudwara. So that's the Gurudwara, which is the Sikh place of worship. In each Gurudwara ay merong nangunguna na ang tawag nila ay isang granthi. When reading the Granth Sahib, yung kanilang scripture, as we shall see, is the Granth Sahib, at yung nangunguna sa isang Gurudwara ay tinatawag na granthi. And Sikhism worldwide is guided by 5 temporal seats of religious authority known as Akal Takht, which is based in India. Now, why did I call Sikhism as the religion of gurus? Well, because their religion is based on the 10 gurus of Sikhism. So, yan, like 10 guru, you have the 2 on the circle, ay yung first Guru Nanak, and the last who is Guru Granth Sahib. So, yan yung 10 guru, magkakasunod dyan. Ang pinakauna, Guru Nanak. Yan, si Guru Nanak. Siya ang pinaka-founder. That makes Sikhism indeed one of the youngest religions compared to yung mga pinag-aralan nating Buddhism, Confucianism, Hinduism, all before the common era. But in the case of their founder, Guru Nanak, siya ay ipinanganak ng 1469, died in 1539. So that makes Sikhism quite a very young religion. And after Guru Nanak, who claimed a revelatory encounter with God, ito yung kanyang isinimulang ipangaral. And after Guru Nanak, ay nagsunod-sunod na yung mga gurus. At kaya nakabatay sa 10 gurus na kanilang reliyon. He was followed by 9 successive gurus over a period of 239 years. So after Guru Nanak, ay iba't iba pang mga guru ang sumunod. The religious script of Sikhism was developed by the second guru. Yung tawag nila sa kanilang script ay Gurmukhi. And then, yung kanilang scripture, ang kanilang tawag ay Granth Sahib. So, this is the last guru, Guru Gobind Singh, and perhaps among the 10 gurus with Guru Nanak, Gobind Singh will be the most popular. He died in 1708, calling for loyalty to Granth Sahib. Kaya after Guru Gobind Singh ay yung scripture na nila ang pinakaguro. So, kumbaga sa atin, sinasabi natin, our witnesses are the apostles. They witness the Lord Jesus Christ and we stand by that. But after the apostles, we no longer consider any apostle. It's already the scriptures. Well, something like that is what they believe. After the 10 gurus, for a period of 239 years, ay wala nang sumunod na guru after Gobind Singh. Ang nangyari ay inilipat na sa kanilang scripture, and their scripture is the Granth Sahib. Kaya ang tawag sa kanilang scripture, Guru Granth Sahib, the Sikh scripture consisting of more than 5,000 hymns. Kaya yan ay chinachant o inaawit by way of their ritual. It was also Gobind Singh, the last guru, who instructed the followers to drop their last name because karaniwan, yung mga Hindu, yung kanilang last name represents their caste. And Sikhism is against any caste. So what all Sikhs do is drop their last name if they were Hindus before and they are converted to Sikhism, they drop their last name and change it to Singh. Kaya bawat lalaking Sikh ay ang surname Singh. Hindi ko lang alam kung paano pag may eskwela sila at may alphabetical yung kanilang alphabetical yung kanilang grouping, eh lahat Singh. Kaya yung Prime Minister ng India, Manmohan Singh. So bawat Sikh na lalaki ay merong Singh, which means lion. Whereas yung mga women naman ay Kaur, princess. And to them, that represents equality. This is something very essential to Sikhs. Equality of all. In fact, for their religion, that includes absolute gender equality. Men and women are equal. Now, you don't have that in Hinduism. Nakita natin sa Hinduism, meron silang caste system, including the untouchables who were outcast. Eh, walang ganyan sa Sikhism. They rejected the idea of caste system. They rejected the idea of inequality. This is one thing that Sikhs have strongly advanced as their idea is the equality of all. Now, after a period of persecution and martyrdom, Ranjit Singh became the first ruler called Maharaja. Yan si Ranjit Singh. He became the first ruler called Maharaja of the Punjab, which in which he promoted peaceful coexistence of all religious groups. Now, ito yung sinasabi ko last week na that is also the case with Hinduism because they are not critical of other religions. One good thing that it has done is it has allowed even Christianity to freely practice its faith as well as spread its message. You can't do that in Pakistan. In Pakistan, which is of course strongly Islamic, may persecution ng mga Kristiyano. You don't have that in India, in Hinduism. You don't have that in Punjab with Sikhism because they recognize, kinikilala nila ang ibang mga reliyon at naniniwala sila sa kaisahan ng lahat. Now, when independence came to India, in 1947, ang naging desisyon ng Inglaterra, it has a long-lasting effect which we experience until now, ay hinati ang India sa India as Hindu society and then dalawang Pakistan na Islamic. Later on, itong dalawang Pakistan na ito, West Pakistan and East Pakistan, also became independent of each other, East Pakistan becoming Bangladesh and West Pakistan becoming Pakistan. But the point here is that yung ang na-affect dyan ay ang Punjab. Punjab was divided between the Sikh Punjab and then Islamic Punjab, which belongs to Pakistan. At madalas nga sumiklab yung kaguluhan sa mga lugar na yan. But that's Ranjit Singh. Now, tingnan natin yung may mga makabago ng mga Sikh groupings ang tawag sa mga reform movements ng Sikhs ay Singh Sabhas, which is a development in today's Sikhism, at humahanap sila ng mga reforma sa kanilang relihiyon. I tried to read whatever reform they are looking for. Hindi ko naman makita sa kanila, siguro yung pananamit. But as far as the basics, they are still there. But what do Sikhs believe? Now remember, Sikh means learner or disciple, whereas Sikhi is the path of learning. Now, yung kanilang paniniwala ay kanilang binuod sa tinatawag na Rehat Maryada. So, pwede nyo i-download kung gusto ninyo. Rehat Maryada, which was published in 1945, this regulates Sikh life and conduct. So, that's their code of conduct. Now, i-summarize natin yung kanilang mga paniniwala at mga gawi. Una, the basis is the Gurmat. The Gurmat is the instruction of a guru. So, yan yung kanilang, kaya mahalaga sa kanila yung mga tinuro ng sampung guru na nakabatay na sa kanilang kasulatan at ito yung kanilang mga sinusunod. Then, their basic confession is, now here is where Sikhism differs from Hinduism. We saw last week, Hinduism believes in many gods. In fact, hundreds of thousands of them. Sikhism is monotheistic. So Sikhism believes in one supreme being, one immortal being. And then, of course, if you are a Sikh, you must believe in the 10 gurus. So the line of 10 gurus and the guruship, particularly of their scripture, ang guru ngayon ay yung kanilang kasulatan, Granth Sahib, their sacred scripture, and the way to become a Sikh is by way of initiation into the Sikh faith. And then the Sikh worldview is represented by the Ik Owankar. This is a Gurmukhi alphabet, and it really means one creator and one creation. So that is their basic belief. Here, we can therefore say na meron tayong magandang pasisimulan sa isang Sikh that we don't have with Hindus. Hindus believe in so many gods. With a Sikh, we can discuss with him who the true God is, because he after all believes in one God. So parang katulad dito ng kay Paul sa Athens, na the unknown God, we can discuss with a Sikh what the true God is, and we can tell him na, yes, there is one God, but this one God revealed himself in the person of Jesus Christ. So, doon tayo makapagsisimula sa kanila na hindi natin magagawa sa mga Hindus because they are believers in one God. So, represented by the Ik Owankar, to them, the light of God is present in all creation, and then in the cycle of transmigration, human life is now the opportunity to merge with this light. And then there is the link with the sacred through their threefold motto. Their threefold motto are the Nam Japo, meditation. So mahalaga sa mga Sikhs ang meditation. So here is a Sikh. In fact, this is in Mexico, but he is meditating. And mahalaga ito, nakita natin maski sa Hindus, Buddhists, yung meditation. But I must just remind you what to them is meditation. Meditation to them is chanting a mantra, yung kanilang mantra para paulit-ulit sa isip to the point that it empties the mind. Iba ang Christian meditation. Tanda natin, sa Christian meditation, we fill the mind with truth. So where is God's truth that you are meditating upon? Ano yung pinagbubulayan mong katotohanan? Pinupuno mo yung isip mo noon, pinag-iisipan mo, sinusuri mo, ina-apply mo. Ganun ang pagbubulay sa atin. Sa kanila, meditation means as much as possible, you empty your mind so that the divine can enter in. Ang effect nito kadalasan ay ecstatic, emotional, ibig sabihin nawawala ng control. Nakikita nyo yan madalas sa mga, even in Christian meetings where they repeat over and over again a certain chorus. Ulitin mo yung chorus na yon, 1, 2, hanggang 5 times, medyo naiisip mo pa. Sa mga assemblies na ganyan, inuulit nila 25 times, 50 times, and it comes to the point where people become ecstatic and emotional. They have come to the point that they have emptied their minds and some other influences come in. Kaya hindi tayo naniniwala sa uri ng pagsamba na ang resulta ay wala ng kontrol ang isip. At nagiging emotional, nagiging ecstatic to the point of without control. Well, that basically is what's happening to Eastern meditation, at yan ang isang bagay na common sa mga Eastern religions. We saw that in Buddhism, we saw that in Hinduism, and here in Sikhism is again the central place of meditation. But then they also have the Kirat Karo, which is earn an honest living. And then Van Chako, share with others, basically philanthropy, yung pagkakawang gawa sa kapwa-tao. Then the aim is to be Jivan Mukhat. Jivan Mukhat, represented by this, is to be a spiritually liberated person. So hindi yan mangyayari sa isang lifetime. Sometimes it takes several lifetimes of birth, rebirth, birth, death, rebirth, basically reincarnation bago ma-attain yung spiritual liberation. And the obstacle to them is what they call the humay. The humay is where ego controls our self-centered traits and characteristic of the cycle of birth, death, rebirth, which again is defined by the karma. We have seen this in Hinduism as well as Buddhism as well. Itong idea ng reincarnation, na mabuhay ka ngayon at mamatay, ipapanganak kang muli sa panibagong anyo, depende sa iyong karma. And that to them is the basic ng hinahanap mong kaligtasan, eh magkaroon ka ng mabuting karma sa pamamagitan ng kanilang code of life. Something that we already saw in Buddhism, in Hinduism. And if you can see how shallow this is compared to the idea of just one life here, and you are going to give account of that life to God, and it results in your state in eternity. Pero sa mga Eastern religions, very common yung idea ng reincarnation, cycle, and karma that leads to endless rebirth. So yung pattern ng kanilang Granth Sahib sa Golden Temple, eh merong ganyang pattern sa kanilang pinaka-scripture. At makikita yung idea ng rebirth dyan. You see the images of animals. So paulit-ulit lang hanggang sa makarating ka sa gitna na spiritual liberation. But the idea is that is life. Just go on and on. Perhaps you are born an animal, perhaps better next time, but it's a continuous cycle of transmigration to birth, death, rebirth. And when you look at it, it is just so pessimistic as far as dealing with life is concerned. This is how they represent yung kanilang pinaka good life is called the Deya, which is compassion, without which to them religion is empty. Now, by way of Christian reflection, anong masasabi natin na bilang Kristiyano kung nagkaroon tayo ng pagkakataon na magpatotoo sa isang Sikh or something equivalent? Well, Sikhism, as we saw, is a religion emphasizing equality. At para sa atin, napakaganda nun. Yet, it is equality without divine identity. Sa atin, when we say we are equal, Christians believe in equality on the basis of creation, sin, and grace. So in other words, it's not just that we are equal based on our being human beings alike, but It is because we have a divine creator. And that gives a lot more basis why I should treat my fellow man with respect. Hindi lang sa katulad ko siya. Oo, makapagbibigay na yun ng sense of equality na katulad ko siya. But how much deeper is the sense of respect when you look at your fellow man as created by God? He has the image of God. No matter how fallen, yet he has the image of God. And this is our belief. When Paul was addressing yung mga Athenians in Athens, Acts 17:26, masasabi niya, he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. So isipin niyo itong si Paul, Hudyo siya, yet addressing Gentiles, he could say that they too come from one man. Creation. And Galatians 3:22, the scripture imprisoned everything under sin. And then Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. So kung pagsamahin natin yung tatlong yun, ang sinasabi roon ay, we treat everybody as equal, not on the basis na he is like me, but on the basis that he is God's creation, everybody is a sinner, and then everybody is offered grace in Christ. The same way of salvation for everyone. So that's how we regard each other as equal. Yung pagtrato natin sa mga tao na kapantay ay hindi lang sa dahil sila'y katulad natin, kundi sila'y nilikha ng Diyos. At dyan manggagaling yung paggalang natin sa ating kapwa. Kaya ang punto ko rito ay kung sa Sikhism may pagdidiin sila sa equality, mas may dahilan tayo. Mas may dahilan tayo na magdiin ng paggalang sa kapwa at pagkakapantay-pantay ng lahat ng mga tao batay sa paglilikha ng Diyos, batay sa katotohanan ng kasalanan, at batay sa biyaya ng Diyos. Pero ikalawa, relationship with God we maintain is true personal faith in Jesus Christ. So hindi ito by way of code of conduct because we already are sinners. Hindi ito by way of meditation. Hindi ito paghahanap ng pagkalaya sa karma. Relationship with God is through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what John 1:11 following tells us. He came, that is Jesus, came to his own. And his own people did not receive him. Contrast that with the idea of six. Na ang kailangan mo'y makaalis, makalayo dito, spiritual liberation. What God did, what the Christian God did, was to come into this realm. Hindi niya tayo pinapataka sa kalagayan natin, siya ang dumating sa kalagayan natin. At alam natin dumating siya sa kalagayan natin sa isang panahon ng kasaysayan. Nung mangyari iyon, he came to his own people did not receive him, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And then verse 14 says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Contrast that with the idea of you need spiritual liberation by overcoming your karma. What we are saying is God himself came in the person of his son. And what you do to his son will determine your eternal state, not what your rebirth is going to be like. So yan yung kakaiba sa pananampalatayang Kristiyano. But on the other hand, when they speak of compassion, sa palagay ko, mas may dahilan tayo na magpakita ng compassion sa ating kapwa. Again, on the basis of who Christ is, what He has done. And this is the compassion of Jesus demonstrated when He saw the crowds. He had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Yung larawan na yung sheep without a shepherd, sa Palestinian context, ang sheep, unlike other animals, have no defense mechanism. Hindi siya mabilis tumakbo, wala siyang panlaban gaya ng sungay. Kaya pag ito'y inatake ng predator, pathetic, totally helpless. Ang kailangan ng sheep, of all other domesticated animals, the sheep needs a shepherd. That is the sheep's only defense. Now, when Jesus saw the crowd, that's how he depicted. Ganyan ang paglalarawan niya ng kalagayan nila. ang kalagayan nila kung bakit sila kawawa ay dahil wala silang pastol. Sa lingwahe natin, bakit kawawa ang mga tao? Hindi dahil sa sila'y mahirap, hindi dahil sa sila'y hindi nakapag-aral. Bakit kawawa ang mga tao? Ilagay natin sa ating isip ito. Dahil wala silang tagapagligtas. In the language of one Christian song, let me see this world through your eyes. And if we see this world through the eyes of Jesus, this is what we will behold. A world that is in misery because it has no Savior. And every time you look at sinners, ito yung sanayin natin sa ating isip. Bakit tayo magkakaroon ng compassion sa kanila? Yes, it's right to have compassion because they are poor. Right to have compassion because they have needs. But the greatest ground of compassion for the Christian is we are looking at people who have no Savior. And they need one. And we have one. We have an offer of one Savior in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So exercise Christian compassion of benevolence and witness when we are dealing with fellow men and fellow sinners. So yan ang isang hamon sa atin sa relihiyon ng Sikhism. Any question? Anything you'd like to perhaps add from your experience? Jim?
Compared po dun sa mga iba na natin na pag-aralan in terms of influence, parang yung Sikhism, hindi siya naging widespread compared sa Hinduism or Buddhism or even Confucianism na there are other societies that accept yung religion. Ako, parang tama po yung observation na ito parang sa India lang to kasi you don't see an Indian, for instance, wearing yung turban. Yeah. And so it seems na this is not as influential as the other religion.
Yeah, one explanation is because it is a young religion. You're talking here of a religion that started in the 16th century compared sa Buddhism some 5th century BC or Hinduism, which is even older, Confucianism older. So relatively, the Sikhism is a very young religion compared to the other religions na more than 1,000 years. So you're talking here of some 400 plus years sa case ng Sikhism. Besides, as I've said, it is not a converting religion. Unlike Islam and Christianity, we are a converting faith, meaning we are seeking people to be converted to our faith. That is not the case with Sikhism. Sikhism respects other religions as a path to God. These are alternative paths to God. So hindi sila magko-convert. Kaya karaniwang paraan ng pagdami ng Sikhs ay generation rather than conversion. Mikaya.
Pastor, sabi niyo po that one of their basic confessions was a belief in one immortal being. At the same time, they also believe that all religions are a path to God. Paano po nila na pagsasama yung dalawang belief na yon? Paano po yung, ano pong, what do they think about those religions who believe in more than one God?
Well, to them, it's just another path to the one God. If you think your way of dealing with the one God is through many gods, it's up to you. They will not be critical of that. But ultimately, they would say that they all lead to that one immortal being. So they can live with religions of many gods, but for them, they all lead to that one immortal being who is their God. Now, para sa atin, hindi sapat yun because, yes, we can agree na there's one God. But the Christian confession is that this one God revealed himself through Christ. In the last days, God revealed himself through Christ. Therefore, any other path to God other than Christ is not going to bring you to God. So yun ang maipanghahamon natin sa kanila. After agreeing that there is one God, we then bring them to the point where this one God has revealed himself in Christ. John 1:18, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, He has declared Him. Ben, Glenn muna. Sige.
Oh, sige. Pastor, si Gandhi ba ay isa sa mga representation ng Sikh? Kasi...
No, Gandhi was a Hindu. But he was respectful of other religions. In fact, he was an admirer even of Christ. But he did not recognize Jesus as the only revealer of God.
Okay. Itong presidente nila, yung prime minister nila ngayon ay isa sa mga attributes daw na nakita ng mga tao. Although yung mga Hindu tsaka ibang Muslim doon ay gustong-gustong pumunta sa politics. Ang nakita nila sa siguro sa kanya ay yung parang siya yung medyo mild-minded compared sa isa siguro sa mga kwa na mga Sikh ay medyo mild-minded, mga soft sila, pero nandun yung from them. Masisipag yan sila, at the same time sila yung mga masabi mo mga 5-6 sila yung mga pasensyoso talaga, magaling yan sila sa business na five, talagang tsatsagain nila yan. Although sabi nilang negative yung 5-6, pero maraming positive things din dyan sa nangyayaring ganon. So isa siguro sa mga alam kong kung dito sa mga Sikh ay they are so patient. Kahit saran mo sila ilalagay, resilient sila, magsusurvive yan sila, at they are business-minded.
And one thing that yung history niyan kay Manmohan Singh, after the Congress Party won the elections, the logical choice for Prime Minister was the leader of the party, which was Sonia, which still is Sonia Gandhi, the widow of Rajiv Gandhi, the son of Indira Gandhi. So, si Sonia Gandhi dapat, pero she refused. Instead, binigay kay Manmohan Singh. So, in other words, Manmohan Singh was not perceived as after the position, and he is doing quite well sa kanyang pangunguna sa Indian society ngayon. Ben.
Pastor, since iniwala sa cycle of birth and rebirth, do they have great respect sa animals na like?
Yes. Kagaya sa Hinduism na they will not be cruel to animals dahil baka reincarnation niya ng kung sino, at kung maging cruel ka sa kanya in your next life cycle, baka ikaw naman yon.
So vegetarians po sila?
Not necessarily. Yung pagiging not cruel to animals, hindi naman ibig sabihin na they don't see one of the uses ng ilang mga animals ay para sa pagkain. In the case of Hindus, ang nire-reject nila, hindi naman lahat ng animals para kainin, kundi sacred cows.
Last question. Ano po yung significance ng parang putong sa ulo nila?
Okay. Ano yung?
Puto. Parang yung nakalagay po sa ulo.
Well, what's kasama na yung sa kanilang naging distinctive outfit ay turban plus yung kanilang Sikh pack, which includes those mga gamit na pinakita ko kanina. So, isa yan sa naging distinctive nila. At may uri ng suot niyan. Hindi pwedeng basta kung anong klaseng pagsuot lang yan. May seremonya pa yan. Ben Patrick.
Pastor, pwede pa niyong i-elaborate yung tungkol sa kanilang scripture? Paano nila nakuha yon? And kaano kataas yung tingin nila dun sa kanilang scripture as authority?
Well, after the 10 gurus, ang paniwala nila ay wala nang katulad ng 10 gurus nila, kundi nasa kanilang Granth Sahib. At ang tawag nga nila sa kanilang Granth Sahib, the scripture is Guru Granth Sahib. At yun ang binabasa. Paano nila na, it's a long collection of hymns, poetry, starting with Guru Nanak, and then Gobind Singh ay marami ring ambag riyan. So most of this would be by the 10 gurus na iniwan doon. Some are oral traditions, but they are a collection of more than 5,000 hymns and poems meant to be chanted and sung at ginagawa nila sa kanilang gurudwara. So they would say that the script the Granth Sahib, Guru Granth Sahib is now their guru. Perhaps the way we would say the word of God today is in the scripture, no longer in any guru or in any, and by the way, that's why did I miss that? On the heading of your handout, yung 1 John 4:6, sinasabi riyan ni John, mag-ingat kayo sa mga espiritong naririnig ninyo, and you must distinguish between spirit of truth and spirit of error. How do we know that? Well, this is what John said. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Sino yung us doon? You look at the context of 1 John, it's the eyewitness account of the apostle. So in other words, the way to know the truth today is by listening to the apostles. But how do we listen to the apostles today? Not by any actual apostle in person, kundi what they have written. So ganyan yung sasabihin natin, except one important distinction sa Granth Sahib at yung iba pa mga scripture like Vedas, they have poetries, narratives of legends and ideas. Scriptures are a narration of history. Kung ano yung mga talagang nangyari. And that's one important distinction between biblical, the Bible as scripture, and with other scriptures. Yung ibang mga kasulatan ay ideas, traditions, they collected. The Bible is a narration of what happened, what God did in actual history. Other thoughts? Ian?
Pastor, yung the God that they believe in, aside from being creator, is this a personal or an impersonal God based on their belief?
I think they would say that he is a personal God, but again, not someone that they would identify through what we would call yung mga attributes, kundi you get to know this God by way of spiritual liberation when you are liberated from this cycle of transmigrations. Sa atin, we know this God through His revelation and in the person of Christ. They would not have something like that. Mangsaldi.
If Genesis in the beginning is in the beginning there is the quest for God, but in us for Christians in John 1:1, in the beginning dwell among us, John 14, and become reality and truth. Okay, it becomes reality and truth. So therefore, religion is more on the laws. They worship the creator more than the creation. At the creation rather than the creator.
In Genesis 1:1 ay in the beginning of creation. John 1:1 ay yung beginning in terms of God with the Son of God ay nandun na, and then that God became man, which we know to be the Lord Jesus Christ. So hindi pinagkukontra doon ang in the beginning ng Genesis, in the beginning ng Christianity. Jean.
Pastor, kung hindi po converting religion itong Sikhism, can we assume that ang mga miyembro nito are family members? Yung parang they come from one family na nag-multiply lang. So, in effect, parang ito is a family from one generation to another, yung kanilang multiplication. Kasi may tanong din si Mira earlier sa akin kung saan daw ba galing mga guru.
Nagsimula nga kay Guru Nanak at nag-claim siya ng isang revelatory encounter with God, which she then began to teach. At may mga naniwala sa kanya, pero yun lahat ay concentrated in Punjab. At mula doon ay kumalat through generation o the coming pa ng 9 more successive gurus after Guru Nanak, ending with Gobind Singh. At mula roon ay yung pagkalat niya ay more by way of generation and migration. Other thoughts?
Pastor, yung karma is the cause and effect when it comes to their laws or sa batas nila yung karma, cause and effect.
Karma ay kung ano yung kahihinatnan mo pagkatapos ng buhay mo, ano yung kasunod mong buhay sa reincarnation batay sa kung anong naging buhay mo sa kasalukuyan. So, yun yung kanilang karma, kaya nagsisikap sila na mamuhay ng naayon sa kanilang code of conduct para hindi sila magkaroon ng bad karma. Other thoughts? No, sa atin, ang pamumuhay natin na hindi natin tinitingnan na karma para sa atin ay ito'y bunga ng ating pagsampalataya kay Jesucristo, dahil naniniwala tayo na nagpahayag ang Diyos sa pamamagitan ni Kristo, tinanggap natin yung kapahayagan na yun ayon sa mga apostol, at ang buhay natin ay bilang pagsunod sa mga itinuturo sa atin, hindi para tayo ay magkaroon ng mabuting kasunod na buhay, kundi bilang bunga ng ibinigay na buhay sa atin kay Kristo. Other questions? Teng.
Pastor, sa dito po sa kanilang worldview, human life is the opportunity to merge with this light. Ibig sabihin po ba they are not so restrictive in pursuing other religion? Kasi po, sa experience ko, I have an aunt from Alliance Church na married to a Sikh. So, Singh na yung apelido na. Hindi naging mahirap dun sa uncle ko ngayon na. Kasi nung una, nakaturban pa siya. Malit pa ako. Takot nga ako pag dumadating sa bahay yun kasi laki ng turban. Pero later on, sa observation ko, naka-base sila sa Germany. Pag umuwi sila sa amin, sila nakatira. Nawala na yung turban. Tapos pag nagsisimba po kami sa Methodist or sa Alliance Church, sumasama na siya. Tapos wala siya masyadong questions. He goes with kung ano po yung ginagawa namin. Tapos pag nagkakaroon po ng Bible reading sa bahay, nandun din siya. So, sa pagkaunawa ko, hindi na siya nagpa-practice ng Sikhism, pagiging Sikh, pero itsura talaga niya. Kasi nung unang buhok niya hanggang dito, ngayon pinagupitan na po. So, wala akong nakitang restriction. So, tingin ko hindi ganun ka-challenging mag-share ng word sa kanila kaysa sa Hindu o isang Buddhist. Wala silang masyadong...
Yeah, siguro, he is more like a nominal Sikh, na especially nangyayari sa mga na-westernized, yung mga nag-migrate sa West at na-impluensyahan ng Western culture, although they still retain their being Sikh in name. Yan ang tinatawag na nominal Sikhism, ay Sikhism by name. Hindi nila tinatatwa yung kanilang pagiging Sikh, but no longer ay practicing. Any last thoughts? So sana isang maging hamon ito sa atin, whatever religion we are considering, ibinabalik natin dun sa punto na sino man ang kanilang dinidiyos, ang tunay na Diyos nagpakilala sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Kaya walang tunay na pagkakilala sa Diyos maliban na ito ay sa pamamagitan ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo, and whatever it is they advance as a good value, I keep showing that value is better grounded in the Christian faith. Sa Sikh equality, we have better reason to treat others with equality. Compassion, again, we have better ground for being compassionate because people are like sheep without a shepherd. So ganun natin tingnan ang Sikhism. Being a Christian gives you the real knowledge of God that they will not have for their religion, because we have recognized it by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Tayo po'y manalangin. Nagpapasalamat kami, dakila naming Diyos, sa aming napag-aralan ngayon, at nawa nga sa natutunan namin tungkol sa relihiyong Sikh ay makita namin ang pangangailangan nilang makilala ang tunay na tagapagligtas sa pagpapahayag ng aming Panginoong Hesukristo. Gayon man ay gamitin mong hamon sa amin ang kanilang pagdidiin sa pagkakapantay ng mga tao. May lalo kaming dahilan na tratuhin ang aming kapwa na mga kapantay namin, at tratuhin ang may paggalang ng dahil sa paglilikha ng Diyos, dahil sa katotohanan ng pagiging kapwa namin makasalanan at ng biyaya ng Panginoong Hesukristong siya naming inaasahan. At tulungan mo rin kami na magkaroon ng compassion, compassion that is grounded on the Lord Jesus Christ when He demonstrated that compassion when He saw the crowd like sheep without a shepherd. And may You give us such eyes that we'll see men and women in their most pitiable misery is in the fact that they are sinners without a Savior. And we do have a Savior that we can offer and proclaim, and grant that as a church and as individual believers, we may be zealous in the witness we bear to the Lord Jesus Christ. Tulungan mong bawat isa na magsuri ng kanyang sarili kung talagang nakilala na niya ang Diyos sa pamamagitan ni Hesukristo. Kahit sumaamin ka sa mga gawain pa namin ngayon sa pangalan ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Amen.